Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
It's hard to imagine someone who hasn't been there. A friend sits down, pours their heart out, and at the end of the whole story says these immortal words, "What should I do?" Well, how much should you say? Are they just going to disregard it anyway? Maris, you've come across some research on what advice people actually need to hear when they come looking for help.
Recent research sort of shows that actually the most beneficial thing that most people actually seek when we think they're looking for advice is actually information and a discussion around the different options that they may be able to have there or may be able to take. They're basically at a crossroads and they've got to make a choice between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 different ways forward. And the research suggests that what they actually get most benefit from is being provided with some information and then also having a discussion around their options. If they get the information and some options, then they feel a lot more empowered to be able to make a choice. And what is often more sometimes damaging is where we actually tell people what they should do. Often that's not what they're looking for. They're actually looking for some information to be able to make their own choice that suits their circumstances, and it is an informed choice then. The one difference is when people are dealing with very, very specific things, and this is more when people come to see me, they're looking for very, very specific information. They often consult a field of expertise or a professional. I guess you can think about that in terms of a medical situation as well. You don't really want to necessarily be given options as regarding your treatment. If there is one way that is a standout best way, you want to kind of be told that and you want to be, you know, pushed in that direction. But when it comes to friends and sitting down with people we know in a much more common situation, then it's about talking about sort of what choices they might be able to make, what options are available, helping them to find some information or providing some information from your experience, and then allowing them to make the choice that best suits them. Not telling them what to do. They found that that's not so beneficial for people, and actually it leads people to sometimes make the wrong decision for them and feel disempowered then next time they have to make a decision. So you want to actually be able to benefit, help them to benefit and learn those skills so that they get a really good ability to make decisions for themselves.